The Ref's Return. A nation bows in gratitude. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The NFL refs are back, marking the first time since the Great Recession that a group of unionized workers actually squeezed something significant out of their bosses. And not only that, Americans are actually on the side of the union this time, including certain politicians who you wouldn't expect. And every other union is right now trying to figure out how they can pull off the same thing. Well, I'm here to tell you, be careful, because there are some special conditions here. Number one, this precedent only applies if your workplace is surrounded by television cameras that can document in slow motion the incompetence of your replacements. And number two, you have to have bosses arrogant enough to get your replacements from lingerie football.
Don't bring your team down because you just want to wear this. Act like it. Like, act like it.
So there are special conditions. I think we all have this fantasy that the company will tank when we're gone, and a few days later the phone will ring and it'll be your boss in tears begging you to come back. But it doesn't work that way. When the bank replaces the human tellers with the ATMs, 70,000 customers don't surround the bank and scream beer-enhanced obscenities. No, we just scream quietly and alone. But this one time, for these 121 part-time NFL refs who will now see their annual pay go to $205,000, a relieved and grateful nation stands in Share the Wealth solidarity. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.